Good day to you. Since last week I wasn't able to finish off Isaiah chapter 10 with my three things, today I'm sharing with you three things from Isaiah 10 and then three things from Isaiah chapter 11. And so three things on Isaiah 10. Number one, God says in verse 5, "Woe to the Assyrian, the rod of my anger." God was going to use the Assyrians to carry out his judgment, to carry out his frustrations, right, on sinful Israel and even Judah in the south, right? He was going to use them to bring the people back to repentance and cause problems. In fact, the Assyrians would wipe out the northern kingdom of Israel, and they would be a scourge for the southern kingdom of Judah during the life of Isaiah. But here, so they are an instrument in his hand. And yet, number two, the Assyrians wanted to go do more than what God wanted them to do. The intention of his heart is to destroy, God says in verse 7. And so eventually the Assyrians would be brought down to verse 12. "I will bring punishment against the bloated fruit," or the pride, the prideful heart, the willful heart of the king of Assyria, and against the glare in his haughty eyes. And so even though the Assyrians would be the instrument of God's judgment in many ways, God was eventually going to bring them down too. And then finally, number three, the second half of the chapter begins with talking about a remnant of Israel returning. Well, once in a while, God will talk about a remnant in the Old Testament. A remnant is those faithful people who are returning, that he will be faithful to his promise. There will always be his remnant, people who still follow him, who he keeps his promise. In this case, keeping his promise of a savior through this remnant. And he talks about this remnant that they'll be brought back. They'll be able to return to the land after a time. They won't be taken away forever. That's Isaiah chapter 10. Now my three things on Isaiah chapter 11. Here's another chapter that deals with a direct prophecy regarding the Messiah, the coming Savior. Verse 1, we hear about hear these verses all the time at Christmas time and Epiphany, but mainly Christmas and Advent, but around that time. Verse 1, "A shoot will spring up from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit." God's people would be laid low. Their glory as a kingdom would be cut down like a tree. They'd be a stump. And yet God says a shoot, a living sprout, will come up from that stump of Jesse, a branch that bears fruit. And that branch, of course, is the Messiah. From David's house, from Jesse, who's David's father, Jesse, David, from David's house and lineage. And that Messiah, if you keep reading in Isaiah 11, the Messiah will possess the Spirit of the Lord in full measure with godly wisdom and knowledge and with godly power to carry out God's decrees. You keep reading, he'll always do what delights the Father. He'll be a righteous king. His weapon of victory is his word. Peace will reign in his kingdom. Isaiah expresses it in that way. That's what the Lord will do. And the Lord our Savior will do. And then the second, number two here, the verses 6 to 9 of the chapter are kind of hard to figure out. What do they mean? He talks about a wolf dwelling with the lamb and leopard lying down with the young goat. And things just don't. Doesn't make sense, right? Wolves and lambs, they don't go together. Leopards, goats, they don't go together. The nursing child will play near a cobra's hole. That doesn't make sense. And so let's think of it this way. Isaiah often uses pictures from nature to vividly describe a blessed or even an accursed state. In this case, a blessed state. In these verses 6 to 8, he uses pictures from animal life to vividly describe the peace that reigns wherever the Messiah rules in the hearts of men. Okay? So as the Messiah rules in our hearts, so things that are not expected are going to happen. Verse 9 really kind of summarizes the whole thing. They will not hurt or destroy anywhere on my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And so the rule of the Messiah in our heart changes hearts. And so what was and what ought to be in our core and our sinful nature is no more. We want to do different, live differently, be differently because of God's grace in sending this branch, the shoot from the stump of Jesse. And then number three, finally, this again, a remnant he talks about. A remnant will return, but this remnant will not just be the people, bloodline of Israel. He's talking about the nations that surrounds them. He mentions different places, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, and Hamath. These are all places around Israel, but not in Israel. So through his banner, that the Messiah, the Lord, will call to himself and gather people into his kingdom from among both the Gentiles, the non-Jews, and the scattered from Israel and Judah. So both will be part of his remnant, the remnant of God's people who rely on his promise, who are in his kingdom by faith. And so as we live as part of the Messiah, the Savior's kingdom, may we rejoice in that shoot from the stump of Jesse who came for us. God be with you today.